Hey guys, this is the Harbaugh Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. Now, this item is actually by a company called Tribbett. I'm sure you guys have heard of them. They've been around for a while. But unfortunately, I'm not sure if maybe they're starting to possibly go out of business, which is really sad because they make really good quality products. But actually, and the reason why I say that is because we cannot get these headphones in much longer. At least on the Tribbett website, they are completely sold out, and I do not see them restocking. So, unfortunately, when these are gone, they might be gone for good. And like I said, it's very unfortunate because they do make really good products. But what this is, a pair of over-the-ear headphones. Now, if you are not into the whole active noise cancellation, and that really doesn't matter much to you, because really, if you've got a pair of over-the-ear headphones completely around and covering your ear, then you might not need the noise cancellation because it's already going to block out the noise around you pretty well. Now, we carried these for a while, and they were the model that did have the active noise cancellation. You could turn that on and off, but unfortunately, we can't get those any longer. But we can still get these for a little while longer. And these are the same model as the ones we carried, but they just don't have the active noise cancellation. Which, like I said, if that's not important to you, if that's not a big deal to you, then you're not going to miss it. Because to be honest with you, sometimes that active noise cancellation, at least for me, kind of makes things really feel weird because it creates kind of a pressure in your head. And also, It drains the battery a little bit more on the headphones. Now with these, they sound really, really good. So you definitely will get a great sound with these. And they still, like I said, will block out a lot of the noise around you. And they're going to give you up to a 40-hour battery life. Yes, 40 hours on a pair of headphones, which is unheard of. But yes, these can do it. Now, of course, battery life is always a little bit subjective because how far away you are from your device connected to Bluetooth, how loud you keep your music and things like that, but you can get up to 40 hours of playtime with this. And they do have a quick charge feature, which if you charge for 10 minutes, you can get 4 hours of playtime just by charging them up 10 minutes, which is a really good deal. Now, these things have super, super thick leather-covered ear cups, super foam thickness, very comfortable on your head, and they have the adjustable sides, of course, and then they have the padded headband in the top, and they fold up, which is really nice. They fold up, and they include, I keep saying in because there's more, they include a hard shell leather covered case in the package, which is really nice. And if you are somebody that uses a Victor Stream, well, you're in luck because you can use these with a 3.5 millimeter audio cable, which they also provide. Now, when we started selling these in the store several years ago, they were a micro USB port for charging them. Well, they have upgraded that nicely to USB Type-C. So now these do charge with USB Type-C. So let's go over on the left ear cup. There is actually no controls on it whatsoever. The only thing on the left ear cup at the 6 o'clock position is a 3.5 millimeter audio port. Now that port, you can use these headphones, even if they don't have any battery left, you can still use these hardwired, plugged in with a 3.5 millimeter audio cable, and you can still use them and hear music out of them and everything. So that's nice because it's a passive 3.5 millimeter audio, so they don't have to be charged up in order to use them in 3.5 millimeter audio mode. However, you cannot use a microphone. There's no microphone if you're using them in 3.5 millimeter audio, so just know that. But in other instances, when you're using them connected via Bluetooth, they do have a built-in microphone so you can make and take calls. You can also activate your voice assistant of choice, whether that be Siri or Android, whatever. But the left ear cup, like I said, no controls on it whatsoever, just the 3.5 millimeter audio cable port at the bottom. The right ear cup is where all your controls are. So when you have these on with the controls on your right, you're going to have two controls in the back edge of the ear cup. That's going to be facing behind you when these are on your head. And then you're going to have one large button in the front edge of the ear cup facing away from you. So let's go over what these controls do. Now, the large button that's facing away from you, that is the power button. So you're going to press, hold in on that for several seconds until you hear the voice come up and tell you that the power is on and they're ready for pairing. And yes, these do have audible and voice feedback, which is really nice because they do talk to you. When you turn these on right out of the box, at least with mine, they did automatically go into pairing mode, and then you can go over to your Bluetooth settings, go down to the bottom, click on Tribit, and it will connect them. If for some reason they don't go into pairing mode automatically, then you're going to want to turn them off, which is holding that button, the big power button in, hold that in for several more seconds until it says turn it off, and then you're going to turn them back on again, but this time you're just going to keep holding the power button even after it says that the headphones are turned on. And if you keep holding that power button, then it will come up and finally say pairing mode. Then you can go find them in your Bluetooth list. Now, this big button, which is the power button, also acts as the pause and play button. So if you're listening to music and you press it once, it gives you a nice click. That pauses. Press it again once, and it will start playing again. If you press this big button twice quickly, it will actually redial the last number that you call. I don't know why they still use redial in headphones and earbuds, because to be honest with you, I don't ever use that feature, but hey, somebody out there might use it. So more power to you if you do. So anyway, and then of course, like I said, hold in the button for several seconds, just keep holding until it says that they're turned off. So that is what the big button does. Now, if a call comes in, you can press that button one time and it will answer the call. Press it again one time, it will hang up on a call. And then I believe if a call's coming in and you press that button, either hold it in for several seconds or press it twice quickly, it should reject the call if you don't want to answer the call. I'm not sure if it's press it twice quickly or hold it in for several seconds, but you guys can experiment with that if you like. Now, the two controls on the back edge of the right ear cup are volume up, volume down, and skip forward and skip backwards tracks. So with these, you're going to press the button one time and let up. That will adjust your volume. So press it once, let up, press it once, let up, press it once, let up. That will adjust volume up or down depending on which button you press. There's one toward the top part of the ear cup, that's volume up. And then there's a button toward the bottom part of the ear cup, that's volume down. And they do have little raised symbols on them so you can easily feel them. Now, if you hold in on the top button, that's going to skip to the next track. And if you hold in on the bottom button, that's going to skip to the start of the song, then hold it in again right after that, and it's going to skip to the previous track. Now, these do also act as one other thing. It's a little bit interesting to get used to, but maybe you can get used to it. But if you hold both of the buttons in at the same time for several seconds, it will actually activate your voice assistant, Siri, or Android. So hold in both up and down volume buttons at the same time, hold them in for several seconds, and it will activate Siri. Now, it looks like you might be able to push right in the middle of both buttons, and that might also hold in on both buttons. And that might be easier than trying to contort your fingers to press both at the same time with your, you know, middle finger and index finger, whatever. So that's how you activate your voice assistant. Now, the 6 o'clock position of the right ear cup, you have the USB-C charging port. Now, I definitely recommend charging these up a good 5 to 6 hours, especially when you first get them. And then when you go to recharge them, plug them in for 4 to 6 hours to charge them up all the way. But like I said, if you do plug them in for 10 minutes, then you will get a 4 hour charge in that quick charge 10-minute time period. So that's a pretty neat feature as well. Now, they do kind of swivel up and down and left and right a little bit, so they definitely fit on your ears really nicely. I've seen some earphones before, headphones before, that are just kind of locked into one place, and it's kind of interesting because you get them on your head, and they can't really adjust to fit your head, but these do. And these are made out of aluminum and plastic. They're very heavy duty. They're very good quality. Now, if you're looking for a light pair of headphones, I would not say that these are light. We do sell a pair at the time of this recording on the store that are quite a bit lighter. But these, you know, they do have a little heft to them, but they're very well made. Very, very, very well made. So definitely a good quality headphone there. And then, like I mentioned, they do include this nice hard shell carry case that zips up. And then they do include a USB to USB Type-C cable in the package, as well as the 3.5 millimeter audio cable to use with things like a Victor Stream and so forth. And guys, that about does it. The sound on these things, excellent. Bass is wonderful. Mids and highs, really, really nice. It's a very, very good sound. Definitely in the price range that these are in, I don't think you're going to find anything better. They're comfortable. The sound is great. They've got some nice features on there, and they do block out the sound around you, even though they don't have the active noise cancellation feature. So if you're looking for a nice pair of headphones that will work via Bluetooth or 3.5 millimeter, these definitely would be a good choice for you. They are going to give you the standard 33 feet away from Bluetooth, and they are Bluetooth 4.2. So they are going to give you good quality sound all around. All right, guys, they're brand new in the box. If you have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com, and our website is harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time.